What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Once You Sign That Contract with the Synagogue of Satan, There Is No Going Back. So, it's very important for you guys now to understand that there's going to be two options. Either you're going to be on Team God or Team Satan. So before we get into the video, guys, I finally got a job as a CDL trucker. I'm already starting orientation. It's going to be a couple of weeks before they assign me a truck. It's going to be fun throughout the month of April. I'm going to be doing orientation, shit like that, working at the yard. And maybe they're going to find me a mentor. That way I can go on the road with him, show me the ropes. And then, God willing, by the end of this month, very early May, I get to have my own truck, and I make that CDL money of like $4,000+. I already told them that I want to be OTR, over the road. I'm just gonna be over the road for as long as I can. I just wanna make as much money as I can. That way I can help pay for the filing fee in June when I, you know, hopefully get on the ballot for Congress, and at the same time get a couple restaurants going in Colombia. That way I don't have to be here anymore in case I don't make it into Congress. The point, and that's actually the point, part of the point of the video, is that you guys gotta be making moves, okay? The Jews expect Satan to come into this world sometimes in October 2027, okay, guys? The Jews believe Satan is going to come into this world in October 2027. This is why they initiated the big war with Iran. This is why they're purposely dismantling and bankrupting America, because Satan promised them that they're gonna be the ruling state in October 2027. Obviously, that's not gonna happen. We all know Satan is a great deceiver, but the Jews worship Satan. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna get smart and say, no, they don't worship Satan, they worship the God of Abraham. Well, if that's true, why are the Jews so happy to rape and sodomize Palestinian prisoners? Isn't sodomy like an abomination in the Torah? What's the penalty for sodomy in the Torah? It's execution. So the Jews are worshipers of Satan. Now, not all of us Jews are like that, but unfortunately 80% of the Jewish population out there, it's mainly Ashkenazis, and Ashkenazis like Mark Zuckerberg, these are not even the Jews of the Torah. These are people who are known as the Jews and Jews. Their ethnicity is Ashkenazi. They're from what we now know as Poland and Ukraine. They are a very distinct group of just pure evil people who worship Satan. And Islam told us they're gonna come. And again, they're known as the Jews and Jews. And Islam, in the first 10 pages of Surah Al-Baqarah, says, if you take the Jews and the Christians who become allies, you are no longer part of the realm of God. That's it. You're going to be the property of Satan, and there is no coming back. Once you sign on the dotted line with the synagogue of Satan, there is no coming back. A lot of people like to say, you know what, I'm going to get that Jew money, I'm going to get that Jew fame, and then I'm going to tell them bye-bye, I'm going to turn around. No, it doesn't work like that. Case in point, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk knew what he was doing. He signed on the bottom line with the synagogue of Satan. He got Jew money, he got Jew fame. Okay, he got really popular, and then he's like, you know what? I don't need the motherfucking Jews anymore. I'm going to do my own shit, and they took him out. Okay? This is what everybody watching this video needs to understand. No matter how dire and bad things are, you cannot sign on the dotted line with the synagogue of Satan. You can't do that, dudes, okay? Because right now, things are going to be very, very tempting, okay? The Jews are going to try to get as many people over on the side of Satan by telling them, look, we're going to give you money. We're going to give you fame. This is why you see all these TikTok influencers. This is why you see people doing crazy shit out there, because they're hoping that the Jews will give them money, give them fame. Look at Clavicle. Where did this nigger Clavicle come from? It was like 3 months ago. We didn't know who the fuck Clavicle is. And now everybody's like, oh, he bought a $15 million house. He's living his best life. Women are just throwing pussy at him. The guy's like a giga chad. It's like, where did this nigger come from, you know? Again, he'd signed on the bottom line with the synagogue of Satan. And boom, shakalaka, money and fame and shit like that. This is what's going to be happening to a lot of you guys out there. You're gonna be tempted to join the synagogue of Satan. In fact, Islam tells us that this is the most trying time since the time of Noah. So Noah was what, 4,000, 4,500 years, 5,000 years ago? This is the most hardest time for humanity since the time of Noah, okay? We have it worse than Muhammad. We have it worse than Moses. We have it worse than Jesus. We have it even worse than Abraham, the father of all these prophets to begin with, okay, guys? So, at the same time, we actually have it kind of good. You know, we got cars. We got planes. We got good medicine. We got air condition. We got a modern toilet. So, you know, kind of mix up for the fact that we're not like fucking desert Bedouins and living out of caves. So, sorry about that, guys. Somebody was trying to call me. I updated the iOS a couple of days ago. And apparently, you know, when somebody tries to, before I updated the iOS on my iPhone, when somebody calls me, it just keeps on ringing and then eventually it hangs up and that's fine, my video goes. But now, when somebody calls me, it automatically ends the video. It's a new feature in iOS. Where they screen the calls, because you get a lot of spam calls out there. I'm all for that. I'm all for scanning the spam calls, but shutting down a video for a call that you're not even gonna pick up, that's unacceptable for me. Maybe like Shane said, you know, just do airplane mode when I'm making a video. I guess I'm gonna have to do that from now on, or find out how to alter or even get rid of this feature, because again, I don't want to be making a freaking video and all of a sudden, boom shakalaka, it cuts it, and then I have to put it on my computer, slice it together, upload it from the computer. Because usually how I make my videos is that I do them on the iPhone and I upload them from the iPhone, boom, shaka-laka-laka. Within an hour, a video is up on MGTOW TV. But if I have to send it to my computer, slice them together, then fucking convert them so they're in one video, and then send it back to my iPhone so I can upload it with good Wi-Fi, it's like, come on, man. You're like quadrupling my work for absolutely no need, but that's not part of the video. So, going back to what I was telling you guys is that we have it very, very good today if you really think about it compared to Muhammad, Jesus, Abraham, and Moses. Now, the thing is, God is not gonna let you get away that easy. See, the more good God gives you, the more he has to try you. It is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, the more good God gives us, the worse he must try it. Right now, in this current world order, we have it the best of any previous civilization or time in the history of man from the time of Noah to now. So we have it this good up there. Therefore, God has to try us really hard, okay? And this video is a warning to any of you guys out there who are gonna be like, fuck it, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna sign on the dotted line with the Jews. Now, signing on the bottom line with the Jews, guys, this doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the Jews are gonna invite you to the synagogue of Satan, have a statue of Molech, and then they're gonna have you sign a document. No, that's, I mean, in the past, they do that, especially with, you know, people like Charlie Kirk, you know, politicians. Yeah, they do that. But you have to understand, when it comes to the average Joe Schmo, they can do that by you simply saying, fuck it, I'm just going to go worship the Baal. You know, I'm going to go worship Molech. You know, I'm going to tweet to Molech, I love you, Molech. Hey, Molech, how you doing? So you guys need to understand is that Islam tells us when this time comes, it's actually better for you to be living up in the mountains away from it all. Personally, I thought this meant that you actually have to go live high up in the mountains, but it simply means you need to seclude yourself from what is happening today. This is one of the reasons I go to Colombia. When I go to Colombia, all the bullshit we have here in America, to me in Colombia, all this bullshit we have here in America, it doesn't exist in Colombia, okay? So part of living high up in the mountains away from it all doesn't necessarily mean you have to be living high up in the mountains physically away from it all. It simply means from a spiritual perspective. And if you really think about it, Medellin is actually high up in the mountains. So I'd much rather be in a place high up in the mountains like Medellin than be in Miami or Cartagena. That's just how it is. So secondly, Islam tells us that it's better for you to be laying in bed than for you to be standing up. A lot of people would think, is that God's way of telling us to give up? Well, let me tell you how it works. You see, Islam tells us a person who's walking is better than a person who's running. A person who is standing up is better than a person who is walking. A person who is sitting down is better than a person who is standing up. A person who's lying in bed is better than a person who is sitting up. Why? Because if you run out, you're gonna run out, you're gonna look out the window, and you're gonna see how crazy the world is, and you're gonna take part in it. So it's much better for you to be in small town USA, away from it all, and not partake in the craziness. Because if you partake in the craziness, it's gonna take you down with it, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. You know, even if you don't sign on the dotted line with Satan, you know, if a Jew comes to you and says, hey bro, listen dog, we're gonna give you money, we're gonna give you good things in life, you just have to bow down to Molech. And by the way, guys, for those of you guys who know scripture, the Israelites, the real Jews, not these fake Ashkenazis, the real Israelites, they, when they were ordered to attack the Moabites, okay, the Moabite king, he sent out the most beautiful woman in his kingdom, and they were naked, dressed in jewelry. By the way, guys, the word jewelry comes from Jew because we Jews love shiny things, I guess. So this woman, this Moabite woman, they came out naked, only wearing jewelry. And of course, all the Israelites wanted to fuck them, right? So the Moabite woman said, you want to fuck me? Okay, on one condition. See this statue of Buddha? I don't care. It could be Buddha. It could be Molech. It's a false idol. Okay. You see this false idol? You want this pussy? All you have to do is say Buddha, 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 and you get this pussy. Well, guess what? God had the Israelites who worshiped this false idol just to get pussy to be destroyed, and they're going to the hellfire for eternity for worshiping false idols. You guys need to understand, worshiping false idols, again, doesn't necessarily mean the Jews are going to take you to their synagogue of Satan. Here's fucking Moloch. Here's a pen. Sign the deed, motherfucker. It could simply be something as simple. Hey, you want this pussy? Do this evil deed. I told you guys several years ago when I was in Santa Monica. This was way before Scamarone. This probably was 2015, around there, I guess. Maybe earlier. I don't know. There was this hot Latina. And it was her birthday. She's like, hey, you want this pussy? Buy me alcohol. I don't buy alcohol. I don't drink alcohol. If I was to actually buy that bitch alcohol, and I was to die that day, car accident, whatever, I'd have gone to hell for eternity, because that bitch overrode God. This is what you guys need to understand. The second you make a decision where you where God is overridden, that's it. At that, if you were to die at that point, that's it. You're going to hellfire for eternity. Now, the only exemption to that is if you have a Zionist who says, amen, say Buddha, 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 give me money, Buddha, or I'm going to blow your brains out. That's an exemption. But if you're like, hey, I want pussy, I want money, I want fame, and I'm willing to, like, oh yeah, bro, I'm gonna worship Satan, oh yeah, I'm gonna bring some beer to you so, you know, we can get drunk and I get your pussy, that makes you a kafir. That, because you have willingly let somebody else overwrite God. If you were to die at that point, you will go to hell. Okay, now obviously buying alcohol for a bitch is not as bad as openly saying, yes, Jews, give me money, give me fame, because that, you're not coming back from that. Okay, guys, if I was to actually buy alcohol for that bitch and live and say, my God, please forgive me, I'm never gonna do this again, I probably would have been forgiven. Now, obviously, I didn't buy her alcohol. I just went like this. When she said, buy me alcohol or no pussy, I just went like this and, you know, went on my own way. But if, when I was in Hollywood, you know, I told you guys, they wanted me to do gay porn in Hollywood. If I did gay porn in Hollywood, they would have produced one of my movies. And by the way, guys, Sylvester Stallone got the name the Italian Stallion, allegedly, because he did gay porn for them to make Rocky. I, on the other hand, said hail to the no. So, had I signed on the dotted line with them and did the porno, that's it. I'm property of Satan, okay? There is no coming back from the property of Satan. Because you have to remember, these Zionists, they work for Satan. Yes, women are property of Satan. However, they're not conscious of knowing that they are working for Satan. I'm not saying that women have no responsibility and that they don't have any agency. And coincidentally, this is why you have to have women pretty much no power, no authority, nothing of that. Because again, yes, women are property of Satan. They're just not conscious enough to know that they're working for Satan. This is why you gotta keep them barefoot and at the home and shit like that, you know. But when it comes to the Jews, yes, the Jews are conscious of what they're doing. they're conscious that they want you to join Satan. That way you can go to the hellfire. They know what they're doing, okay, guys? So this is why when the Jews come to you, and they, or you don't even have to be Jewish. You can be an agent of the Jews, okay? You don't have to be Jewish, okay? You're not gonna find fucking Randy Fine coming to you. By the way, guys, Randy Fine, who claims to be one of the greatest Jews on the face of the planet, you know, he calls himself the Hebrew Hammer. He made his money off of being a gambling executive. My nigger, gambling is prohibited in the Torah, yet Randy Fine made his fortune off of gambling. How? Because he knows that gambling is how you get the goyim to go to Jahannam, okay? Randy Fine will never ever gamble, but he wants you, the goyim, to gamble so you can go to the hellfire, okay? Again, these Jews like Randy Fine are agents of Satan. Trust and believe that Randy Fine is very much conscious of what he's doing when he becomes a gambling executive promoting gambling to the goyim. He is very much conscious of what he's doing. He wants you to sign on the bottom line with Satan. And again, guys, I can't stress this enough, okay? The Jews are not gonna take you to fucking synagogue, here's a fucking Molech, a statue of Molech, and sign down here, you know, sign this paperwork saying, I pledge allegiance to fucking Molech. You know, it doesn't work like that, you know? So when you get a Jew like Randy Fine saying, oh yeah, bro, gamble, bro, gambling is the best, you know, and you go gamble, you have signed the treaty with Molech, okay? Now, again, you guys need to understand, you know, gambling, drinking alcohol, yes, they're haram, yes, they're bad. If you're doing it on an individual level, that's bad, okay? But if you do it where you sell your soul to betray the masses, that's when there is no going back, okay, guys? This is why Charlie Kirk got what he deserved. And in all likelihood, I'm probably going to use the thumbnail of Charlie Kirk in this video, because again, like I said, when Charlie Kirk got offline, he got what he deserved. Charlie Kirk knew what he was doing when he hooked up with the Jews. He knew exactly what they expected him. They expected him to do Jewish propaganda. This is why he lied and he said, oh yeah, when I went to Israel, I wanted to go to Palestine, but the taxi driver told me, oh bro, you're white, you're Western, if you go to Palestine, they're gonna fucking murder you. Even Adam Green, who doesn't like Islam, said that's blatantly untrue. I think Adam Green went to Palestine and he said I had nothing but love over there. So Charlie Kirk knew what he was doing. He was purposely using his platform that the Jews funded and created for him to spread facade, to spread corruption on behalf of the Jews. There is no coming back from that, dude. Like, Mamdani, in my personal opinion, if the Prophet Muhammad was alive today, he'd have Mamdani assassinated. You guys need to understand, Mamdani of New York, he signed on the bottom line with Satan. How do you guys think a fucking 30-year-old boy of nothing goes from obscurity to being the mayor of one of the largest, most influential cities on the face of the planet? You don't get there unless the Jews decide to bless you, okay? And now he's using his platform to spread facade by telling Muslims, oh, you should go worship this fucking dirty Jew Zionist who wants to kill all Muslims, you know? So again, guys, once you sign on the dotted line with Satan, where they give you money and a platform and fame so you can spread misinformation, so you can spread facade, so you can spread corruption on a global scale, there is no going back from there. And coincidentally, guys, a lot of you guys out there who end up in bad relationships with women, It's because you wanted that pussy. You know what you're doing is religiously haram. It's prohibited. But you just wanted that pussy so bad, okay? As you guys know, I was married to a hijabi. By Egyptian standards, she's like a freaking 8. But I knew that if I continued with her, it's gonna be the end of me from a spiritual perspective. So I just had to eject and be like, I ain't fucking with this hoe no more, you know? You guys need to understand, dudes, the two ways to get a man to go to Jahannam, either pussy or fame and money. Those are the only two ways Satan can get a man to go to the hellfire, you know? If Satan came up to you and said, hey, bro, I don't know, I want you to go fish and get a shark and punch the shark in the face. Are you gonna do it? No, you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna go fishing and find a shark and punch a shark in the face on behalf of Satan. Hell no. But if Satan says, hey, bro, see that hot bitch over there? You want that pussy, bro? You want that pussy, bro? You know, hey, you want fame? You want money? You want to be like Charlie Kirk? You want to have a global platform? You know, making millions, private jet? Yeah, that's how Satan fucking gets you, okay, guys? So this video is a warning that Satan now, we are reaching a period where Satan, as things get worse and worse and worse and worse for us economically, Satan is going to be reaching Satan and his, you guys need to understand, dudes, like, God in the Quran says, Satan, he whispers durun nas. Satan, he whispers in the heart of people, okay? Satan doesn't hold a gun to your head and say, do it or else, motherfucker. He only can whisper in your hearts. So if you decide to go with it, that's a you problem. So as things get worse and the Jews get more emboldened and brazen, they're gonna start coming to you saying, hey, you want this welfare check? You want this UBI? Hey, you want to be big on TikTok? You want to be big on kick.com? You want to be like Clavicle? You want to be like a multimillionaire, boss and boss bitches, shit like that, you know, fucking woman? You gotta go our way, which is worshiping Satan and spreading facad on behalf of Satan. Now, as things get worse and worse for people, Islam also tells us if you memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, which means story of the cave, you will be protected from the antics of the Antichrist, which as far as I know is Donald J. Trump. Surah Al-Kahf is about these young men who were living during the time of Israel, and that's when the Israelites went really full satanic, and they're like, we can't have part of this society anymore. It's really very, very toxic in the name of Satan. So they went to a cave, and they thought they're gonna sleep in the cave for like an hour or maybe a little bit part of a day, just to get away from the corruption of the city of Israel when they became full property of Satan. And they ended up sleeping for 300 plus years until the Israelites actually reverted back to God. And this is why I support MGTOW, because MGTOW is in the Quran, guys. MGTOW is divine, okay? MGTOW is not about fucking, you know, no woman, no children. It's about going away from a toxic society, which is what we are in. So if you memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, you know, you're going to be protected from the antics of Satan and the Dajjal, which as far as we know is Donald J. Trump. Like, for real, guys, Donald Trump really has no negative effect on me. The only negative effect Donald Trump has is that the U.S. Dollar plunged like 20% compared to the Colombian pesos. That's really the only negative consequence. But other than that, guys, Donald Trump really does not affect me, you know? I got a restaurant in Colombia. God willing, I'll start making that CDL money in the next couple of weeks. So I'm good, you know? Just pour that money into Colombia, get more restaurants going, you know, give me like half a year of doing this shit. Like for real, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. I got like 9 months of doing this shit, you know. 9 months, it would be enough for me to open 3 more restaurants in Colombia. And the reason why I say 9 months is either I'm gonna make it into Congress, God willing, or I'll probably end up leaving the country. Because you guys gotta understand, as we get closer to October 2027, things are gonna get really bad, okay? In Egypt, right now, they have energy lockdowns in Egypt, okay? After 9 o'clock, you have to be off the streets in Egypt. After 9 o'clock. You guys know that? Because they're cutting all the places of business. After 9 o'clock, they cut the electricity. They cut the street electricity. They cut business electricity. You're lucky if you have home electricity. Now, Egypt is a Zionist vassal state, okay? Egypt is a Zionist nation, okay? And the Jews are using Egypt to test out energy lockdowns. Again, after 9 o'clock, you cannot be on the streets in Egypt. And trust and believe, you, after a little bit, the Egyptian government is going to say, hey, if you're on the streets after 9 o'clock, we're going to arrest you. You know, it's going to get to that point, guys. And again, Egypt is a Zionist state. This is why Egypt is gonna get destroyed in the long run. You guys need to understand, all these Arab Zionist states out there, they're gonna get destroyed. And quite frankly, rightfully so, and they deserve to be destroyed. So, same thing is gonna happen here in America. Now, you guys need to understand, not all of America is gonna get destroyed. And also at the same time, guys, fucking go overseas. Like for real, dude, go fucking overseas, you know? Like, go to Colombia, go to Chile, go to Argentina. You know, even if you don't have a resident visa, spend 3 months here, 3 months there. Just go around, you know, Latin America, you know, worst case scenario. I'm just spitballing ideas for you guys. You don't have to be here in America to go down with everybody else, you know. You can probably homestead in the middle of nowhere, fucking grow your own food, kill your own food. You can do that, you know. You can go, you can be by the, well, not a good idea to be by the ocean in all honesty. You can be like in the Dakotas by a freaking river, go get trout, I guess. Hunt deer. You can do that, but why the hell do you want to be around a country that's gonna go to hell in a handbasket, you know? Go to like Colombia, go to these Latin American countries that really don't depend on America like that. Like a lot of Latin countries, they're already doing trade with BRICS. They're already doing trade with Russia and China. They really don't need America like that anymore. So Latin America is another possibility for you. Now, personally, my heart is in Europe, but my brain is in Latin America. But we'll see what happens, you know. Maybe Ukraine becomes a good spot, you know, after this sham war is over. So, but the point that I'm trying to tell you guys here, other than don't worship Satan, don't lose faith in God, is that you really gotta be proactive, dudes. Like, that's the whole point. See, this is why I'm not making videos that much anymore, because I'm being proactive, okay, guys? I am proactive, okay? I'm on WhatsApp right now with my restaurant in Colombia. In fact, my chef, he just sent me a text message, WhatsApp, a couple of minutes ago about, you know, to do the work we need to do, what we need to get for the restaurant today. I'm busy with the restaurant, guys. I'm busy making money. I'm busy trying to see, which country I can go to and live happily over there, you know? You guys gotta be in that same state, okay? You guys gotta understand. If you're living in the West, especially here in America, by October 2027, it's not gonna be what it is today. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say this again. There is no Calvary. There is no somebody, not me, do something. This is it. You gotta do something. You, maybe you can't run for Congress like I will to do something on a greater scale, but you can do something for yourself. Like, I, again, go live in a fucking Latin country that has nothing to do with this Western degenerate world, you know? Go become a CDL trucker, make $4,500 a month, save a shitload of that money, and go live in, I don't know, Colombia, Brazil, you know? Fucking shit like that. Guys gotta understand, dudes, this current world order, as we get closer to October of 2027, is not gonna be what it is today. It's only gonna get worse. And if it gets bad enough and you haven't really done anything to escape it, well, guess what? You're gonna go down with the ship. See, Islam tells us a giant sinkhole is gonna open up, and that sinkhole is gonna take down most of humanity with it. Now, this sinkhole doesn't necessarily mean a physical sinkhole. It simply means that humanity is gonna be in a position where it's like, too late. It's too late for me to hop on a plane. It's too late for me to make money so I can go overseas. It's too late. You're gonna go down with the ship. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna go to the Jahannam, you know. The Prophet Muhammad was asked, you know, when this big hole opens up and it takes down most of humanity with it, are these people gonna go to the hellfire? He said, no, Allah will sort them out, okay? So when humanity is at the point where everybody's dying, hunger, disease, famine, war, shit like that, and you haven't done anything to get the fuck on out of there, and you go down with the ship, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person or you're gonna go to the hellfire. It simply means that you just were not good enough to meet Jesus when he comes back. At the end of all this, guys, you guys gotta understand, just like America entered World War II at the very end and claimed to be the victors, you know, Jesus, when he comes back, you know, he's going to come back at the very tail end of this and claim to be the victor. Now, in defense of Jesus, he did try to do this shit like 2,000 years ago. And coincidentally, I'm going to end the video on this. This video is going to be like fucking 45 minutes long. The reason why God took Jesus from us 2,000 years ago is because the dirty Jews of back then were not good enough for the Messiah. Now, anybody out there who calls himself a good Christian, a good Muslim, or even a Messianic Jew, if you genuinely believe in the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, if you genuinely believe in him, you gotta ask yourself the trillion-dollar question. Am I good enough to be here when Jesus comes back? If you answer in the affirmative, then you gotta take action. You just can't sit home, eat biryani like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, or in the case of Americans, fucking bacon, and expect things are gonna be fine and dandy like cotton candy, because somebody, not me, is gonna do the work for you. So that's my video for today, guys. I'm gonna let you know what's going on with the whole training shit like that, guys. They say the first year of driving a truck is gonna be your hardest. But again, dude, if I'm making $4,500 a month or even close to it, like 6 months, maybe 8 months, I'm good. Driving truck for me, guys, is just money. That's what it is. It's fucking money, guys. So I don't care. And I like driving. So the name of the game for me, guys, is make as much money as I possibly can driving truck. That's really all I care for, guys. So even though you might drive, you know, 80 hours a week, even though you might sleep in the back of a truck, as long as I'm making $4,000+ a month, That's really all I care about, guys. Like, I already have another space in Colombia where I can open my restaurant in. So I'm thinking maybe 3 or 4 months of driving truck, I'll be able to open up a second location in Colombia. And it's in a more popular location too. So that might be a hit from day number one rather than Mixi Mall, which is a nice looking European style mall. It's just that it doesn't have a lot of it doesn't have foot traffic, you know. So yeah, my next restaurant in Colombia might be a runaway hit. You never know. All I know is 4 or 5 months of driving truck, I'll have enough money, God willing, to open up a second restaurant in Colombia. And again, if that second restaurant becomes a runaway hit, then... Oh, God. See, this is the problem with America. It's like, a lot of these idiots out there, they have no idea about how bad it's going to get. They have no idea whatsoever. And this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Do you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, do you want to be like these people out there who go voom, voom, voom with their car? Do you want to be like all these idiots out there who are going to end up dying in the worst possible way? Disease, famine, starvation, war, heat. Do you guys want to end up going down like these people? No, you're better than these people. And I'm going to end the video with that, okay, guys? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If you're watching this video, you are automatically top 5, maybe 3% of humanity here in America. There is absolutely no reason for you guys to go down like every other idiot out there, especially the idiots who go boom boom with their car for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.